go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. And I recall a box of rags someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. While Mama sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, I hope this coat will bring you good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. And although we had no money, I was rich as I could be. Shoes in my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me in my coat of many colors Mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand that, 'cause I felt I was rich, and I told them of the love Mama sewed in every stitch. I even told them all that story Mama told me while she sewed, and why my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. They didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see.
And not have a banjo. Of course, I remember a lot of things growing up in the Great Smoky Mountains, all the people that kind of touched my life, and the folks that kind of helped make all the memories. My grandpa was a Pentecostal preacher. Of course, I was kind of a disappointment to my grandpa, because you can look at me and imagine me being a preacher's granddaughter. He worried a bit about me, because you see, I had patterned my look after the town tramp. Or whatever you call them. She was this loose woman that used to walk around downtown, and I thought she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen. And I was just a country kid, always wanted to be pretty. So anyhow, my grandpa worried a little bit about me there, but as the years went on, he finally gave up and decided I had a good chance of getting to heaven as anybody else, I guess. Anyhow, so I just really think about all the different people. And when I did start to grow up, started wearing that makeup and all, I got to looking for a boyfriend. Well, it was hard to find one up there in the mountains unless they were related to you. I mean, that happened all the time. So I had to go far and wide to find me a boyfriend that was no blood kin. I had to go all the way to Rocky Top, but I found him.